Well, he said that there would be, he would give him a minimum of 30 years. That was the starting point. And then was going to add more for what's described as aggravating features. And the prosecutor had already listed a number of these yesterday, but the judge said Tia's age was one of them. And also he had a duty of care because he, at the time he murdered her, was looking after her as her step-grandfather. So that was the final decision, 38 years. He also had previously said that he wasn't going to give him a whole life tariff, which would have robbed him of any chance of parole. So what this sentence effectively means is that Hazel will have to serve a minimum of 38 years. At that stage, he will be eligible for parole, but it won't be a formality. He will still have to convince the parole board that he is rehabilitated, that he acknowledges his crime. Well, I suppose his guilty plea has already done that. But the authorities will need to be sure that he's satisfied, that he's safe. They are satisfied that he's safe to be released at that point. But it will be a struggle for him to convince them, even after 38 years. And it may be that he's never released from that prison sentence.
And what else did the judge say about him and about his character and about the nature of the crime?
Well, he described it, he talked about Tia, firstly, as a sparky girl full of life, and he said that you have taken that life. He made it clear that there was only one sentence in broad terms that he could impose, which was life sentence, because Hazel had admitted murder. There was only that one sentence, but then, of course, it was up to the judge to determine the minimum number of years that he must serve. He also went on to say that he was convinced that there was no doubt that Hazel had developed a sexual interest in Tia. He said he would then have to decide whether sex was a motive for what he had done. And during this time, while the judge was talking for something like 20 minutes before delivering that sentence, he allowed Stuart Hazel to stay seated, but insisted that he stand when he delivered that that minimum number of years. And when he did that, shortly afterwards, Hazel was taken down. No discernible reaction from him. He had already made it clear through his lawyer yesterday that he was expecting to spend several decades in prison. But there were cries of yes and other cries from the public gallery, and one